Welcome to the Art of Brilliance podcast. It's season 7, or it might even be season 8. I mean, who knows, and who cares? We stopped counting ages ago. This season, it's something fresh and uplifting, crammed into 5 minutes a week, every week for 52 weeks. Now, if you're thinking 5 minutes is easy, think again. Just imagine if my teacher could tell me the key messages in just 5 minutes, instead of talking all day long. Whoops, if you're listening, I love you, Miss Davis. That would leave me loads of extra time doing whatever I want. Anyway, that's me done, otherwise my intro will be longer than the actual podcast. The clock's ticking, 5 minutes and counting. Enjoy!
Dr. Andy Cope, it's a slight plug of a book, to be fair, but it does lead me into, I think, is a big point. I'm not sure I can cram it into 5 minutes, but here goes. So look, there's lots of personal development books out there, and we've just rewritten and relaunched 50-60% new, the original Art of Being Brill. So there's a lot, you know, get rich, find your purpose, work 4 hours a week, get confident, manifest your best life, meditate your way to perfection, change your thinking, lose your anxiety, find your perfect partner. All these other books are out there, you know, manically trying to get you to do all those things. But whether you're a self-help junkie or a first-timer, The Art of Being Brilliant is kind of different, really. First of all, it's written by a doctor of happiness, which is me, and a stand-up comic, which is Andy Whittaker, which is a bit different. This is a shameless plug, but just go with it. It's full colour. So Amy Bradley's put the pictures in and the quotes, which is a lot different, to be fair. Full colour personal development. It's got a PhD behind it, as usual, which is refreshingly different, but all the lumpy words are removed, as always. And it's got a strong focus on what I call reverse psychology. So instead of, I know the background story and a lot of you know me, but instead of studying illness, I've studied wellness. So the science of happiness and human flourishing. And I promise you, that is radically different. So it is a book with a difference. But the aim is to challenge you in a nice way. It's like personal development TLC. Because I think society's got this sort of bad case of sort of collective amnesia, really. So the majority of people, we rushed off our feet doing exactly the wrong things, things that are robbing us of our happiness. And we're super busy, we're burning ourselves out doing the wrong things. And I think the vast majority, again, we've totally blanked our wisdom, our collective wisdom. And the result is that we hit these sort of peaks of happiness and positivity kind of randomly, really. We feel brilliant occasionally. That's the whole point, isn't it? And the correct psychological term for this occasional high, I call it Saturdays. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But it links to something called destination addiction, which the clock's ticking. I'm not going to have time to go. It was me who set this ridiculous 5-minute rule, by the way, and now I'm falling foul of it. I'll come back to it. But essentially, destination addiction, I'll give you a clue, right? It means we're putting happiness off to some point in the future. So let me give you an example from Halifax. I did, I used to write a series called Spy Dog. That's another plug, isn't it? And it got me invited to all these book awards and stuff. And I was in Halifax, in the town hall in Halifax, with year fives. So what are they? Year fives, about 9 years old. So I've got about 400 of them. Every single 9-year-old in Halifax is at this book award thing. And I'm doing one of the talks, but I'm sitting at the back with the kids while I'm waiting to be called up onto the stage. And I'm sitting with on a table of 9-year-old girls. And it's, what is it, 9:30 in the morning. They've got a day out at this book festival. And this little girl next to me, she's like rolling her eyes and tutting. And she's got this kind of attitude on her, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with you? She rolls her eyes. Oh, I've had enough, she says. I said, what do you mean you've had enough? We haven't even started the day. Not just today. She said, I've had enough of everything. And she looks at me with these big sort of brown eyes. And she says, I can't wait to retire. Right, hang on. And I'm like, well, hang on. I said, you're 9. She's kicking her happiness into the long grass about 70 years away. And I think this kind of collective amnesia thing, if we're not careful, we fall into this. I mean, kicking her happiness into the long grass. It is painful, really. Where she learned that is another podcast for another day. She's learned it off us, people. She's learned it off her mum and dad and the grown-ups. But we get, oh, thank gosh, it's Friday. You know, I'll be happy at the weekend. I'll be happy when I retire. I'll be happy when I find my perfect partner. Kicking it into the long grass. And it's Art of Being Brill. And the book especially is like rethinking it. Life is the ultimate special occasion, right? So maybe thank gosh it's Monday is where we position it. Or thank gosh it's today. Or thank gosh it's right now. So my sort of slightly manic, as we tick over 5 minutes towards, four minutes towards 5 minutes, my sort of slight plea really, and a top tip, is to appreciate the magnificence of life and it's actually simply to quit waiting.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Brilliance podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please tell the world. If you've hated it, I'm ever so sorry, and I hope your day improves. If you're interested in happiness and well-being, please check out our website, artofbrilliance.co.uk, where you'll find details of talks and workshops that we offer, and you can browse our little shop of happiness for books, posters, and even t-shirts. Until next time, bye!